fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 8th day of July, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we're not going to have normal programming today on most of Republic Broadcasting, I would say, including my show, but we will do a prepper tip of the day. If you live in or near a major metropolitan area, your prepper tip of the day is to be, please be sure your bug-out plans are ready to implement. The events that transpired last night in Dallas, Texas, could lead to massive social disorder. We'll know by Monday morning, I believe, Monday morning, which would be Monday, July the 11th, if things will be more or less normal in our country or if we're on the way to a massive social disorder. That's my prognostication. So your prepper tip of the day is, if you live in or near a major metropolitan area, anywhere in the United States, that you be sure your bug-out plan is ready to be implemented. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist, Ann is an engineer. And we'll be talking about the events of the day. Good morning, Ann.
Morning, John. Well, I was hoping that was going to be my first question today was, what do you think about what happened last night? You know, I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning still watching the coverage. Apparently, there are 5 policemen who are dead, and there are 6 who are hospitalized, and some of them are critical.
Right.
And they were targeted. The police were targeted by a black man or men.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the identity of the suspects yet. I know as far as race or anything else or what the motivation is. You say one of the arrested suspects is black, you say?
No, the one that they had him cornered, and then they were doing hostage negotiation, except he was the only hostage. And apparently that went on for 2 or 3 hours. And then, so they got some information out of him, and essentially he said, I hate white people. And then what they did finally was that they tossed a flashbang thing, and that startled him. And so then they were able to get to him. But he was obviously well-armed and well-trained.
Okay, and this all took place in Dallas.
Yes, in the parking structure next to the college.
Okay. Well, these events will continue to unfold during the day today, and we'll learn, hopefully learn more. My concern, Ann, is that there's groups of men and women around this country who some have their own motivation from their philosophical beliefs. Others are sleeper cells acting on behalf of ISIS. Lone wolves acting on behalf of ISIS, who have been looking for the beginning point to do what they think that needs to be done to serve their own beliefs. And of course, we need to remember George Soros. And it surprised me that the network television station in our hometown, St. Louis, and did announce publicly while the Ferguson riots were going on that George Soros was funding those efforts on behalf of Black Lives Matter. That shocked me that it was on mainstream TV and network television in St. Louis, Missouri. So there's a lot of nuances to this, a lot of possibilities. I don't know what will happen, Ann, but I do know what could happen. And as I've frequently said, a group of 12 determined men don't need weapons or explosives to shut down any major city overnight. And this is not a secret. I'm not telling anything that's not well known or well understood about anybody who knows how our infrastructure is put together. All you need to do to take it apart and shut it down are common tools from your local hardware store. That's it. You don't need weapons. You don't need explosives. And any major city could be shut down overnight without using weapons or explosives, just common hardware store items. And ladies and gentlemen, we will have open lines this hour. If you have a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. And the fear that I have is certainly shared by many men and women in law enforcement and various federal agencies, that what happened in Dallas last night will be the precipitating event for things to start off in major American cities beginning tonight. This is Friday night. It's hot in these cities, all over the United States, and we all know the cities, Baltimore, New York, Chicago, Detroit, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Cleveland. It's hot, hot, hot. And we shall see. My belief is probably all major city police departments have probably canceled all vacations, have canceled all leave, are calling in all their men and women to be on enhanced alert. Federal agencies and state police, I'm sure, are doing the same thing. Most likely, governors are quietly having National Guard units be put on standby so that they can be ready to respond quickly if necessary. That's what I would be doing. If I was a governor of any state that had a major city in it, I would be talking to the general in charge of the National Guard and say, "General, you need to get your men on standby and ready to deploy, if necessary, to whatever city they might be needed to bring order to." That's what I'd be doing. And do you have any response?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure that the FBI has sent out probably the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has probably sent out a notice to all the policemen, to all the municipalities and states, and, you know, all the FEMA, and city emergency responders, that they better up their game and make sure that they're ready. They did say on the news that they were telling the Dallas police people, don't rush so fast that you don't get equipped. In other words, get your tactical gear on, is what
right.
they were telling
right.
them. Before they rushed to the site, because, you know, as soon as they heard that, well, these were transit police, Dallas area rapid transit police. So I'm not sure even that they were armed.
Well, that was one of the deceased officers was a transit police. The other four were Dallas police officers, regular uniformed police officers.
Okay, well, they probably were armed.
Well, almost without a doubt, yeah.
And but they were, you know, I'm sure the alert has gone out and that the level of security is enhanced, and this would not be a good day to go downtown.
Downtown Dallas. Well, downtown Dallas is blocked off because it is being treated as a crime scene. So that's not too much of an issue. But the authorities are encouraging people who have employment in downtown Dallas to call ahead first before they commence to go towards their employment, because their place of employment could very well be closed today. Well, Dallas is a major metropolitan area. I'm not sure what the population is. And my engineer may post it for me here in front of me, but I believe it's between 2 and 3 million people, possibly more. The Dallas-Fort Worth area is a huge metropolitan area with more than 2 million people. I'm sure of that. And where the shootings took place is the heart of the business district. But I'm not so concerned about Dallas right now as I am every major city in the United States. Every major city.
I meant any major city. I wouldn't rush to go downtown in any major city.
Well, I don't know about rushing. You know, people have to make a living, and they're going to be drawn to and compelled to go to their place of employment. And at the moment, I'm not aware of any risk or threats, but that could change at any point in any city. And nighttime is typically when things get out of hand, but there's no guarantee that the criminals will wait until nighttime. They could commence their criminal activity at any point. Five officers shot to death in one incident, and six wounded is a tragedy of national proportions that is going to be acted upon. We have many, many enemies in this country, and this could be the opportunity for them to act and take action. They've been waiting for something to happen, wanting something to happen, planning and training and equipping themselves so that when the day arrives, they can act on their bizarre, freakish, barbaric philosophies to harm innocent human beings and destroy property. That's my concern. And it's not just Black Lives Matter people. It's communists, it's jihadists, and any other group, this group that wants to separate the southwest part of the United States and have it returned to Mexico. Lots of groups, lots of people who have an axe to grind, looking for the time to begin murder and property destruction. So we shall see. And I only going back to my prepper tip of the day. You may live in a fairly safe area. Like my daughter, for example, lives a one-hour drive from downtown Seattle, and I'm not concerned about her community per se. I am concerned about the power grid in her part of the country. I am concerned about social disorder in Metro Seattle that would affect her neighborhood, affect the power grid, affect the economy in her area. And that applies to any part of the United States. We have the major metropolitan areas, for example, St. Louis, Missouri. You live, and I know, a good half-hour drive with no traffic from downtown St. Louis. So where you live, I consider a safe area on one hand. On the other, I regard all of metropolitan St. Louis as being at risk for the power grid and social disorder disrupting the whole area. That's my concern, Ann. What do you think?
Well, I do live fairly close to a substation. It's a small substation that has had problems over the years, and we've been without power probably due to equipment failure at that substation. But they seem to have upgraded it, and we're not getting those kind of problems. But I also live close to a bigger substation where the high-voltage power lines come in from Callaway Nuclear.
Those big step-down transformers.
Yes. Yep. And it's on Conway, in case you know where Conway is, where it would be
sure.
quite ruined.
Sure.
And it is a big installation, and I make it a point to drive by there occasionally. I don't do it every day or even every week, but I want to see if they're fortifying it. And there have been some stamps, it looks like, to put in a chain-link fence. But I think we've talked about this before.
They didn't even have a chain-link fence previously?
No.
Really?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
And it's not completely enclosed yet. It seems to be manned more frequently. In other words, when I drive by there seems to be a vehicle there.
Well, those are maintenance people. Those aren't security people. Those are maintenance people that come there to perform a maintenance on the facility. They're not there to do any security work.
Well, then we're pretty vulnerable. It's a big enough substation that it probably powers all of St. Louis County and maybe even parts of St. Charles County. And so we're talking, I know where it is because I drive by it. And people
it's not a secret. It's right there in the open. It's clearly visible to anybody who wants to look at it.
Right. But who's going to be looking for it? I mean, I can't imagine that any criminal would be looking for it because it's out of the way. It's not on the main street. It's something you'd have to be fairly educated to even locate it, I think. But in any case, yes, I do check that, and it is vulnerable. But there are many such substations, and in fact, the high power transmission line continues on east from there, and they have gone in and cut the right of way. So the right of way wasn't even trimmed previous to that. But I think now they want to be sure that there's nobody in there lurking around the power lines, the transmission lines even. As you know, there have been numerous reports in the newspapers about transmission lines being vandalized. And that happened in Arizona. And California gets a lot of its power from Arizona, and that caused some grid blackouts in Los Angeles when that happened. And then what they did there, I think they just enclosed it with chain link fence, but I've kind of forgotten. We talked about that maybe a year ago.
Right.
So yes, it is of concern, especially when it's so hot. You know, if we have a generator, and you may want to talk about what people need. What I told one person on our solar chat in my ham group, he lived on the 18th floor of an apartment building or a condominium, I don't know what. And I said, well, get a couple of solar panels. Just place them inside your window because other people have done this. I mean, this is not uncommon. And at least you'll have enough power to charge the batteries for your radio, because he was a ham radio operator. And
right.
Also you'll have electricity for at least one light bulb.
Right, right. Here we have a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Friday, the 8th day of July. We take 5 minutes every Friday morning to get an update from my director of marketing, Mandy Thompson. And say hi to Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. Where are you? Are you in relation to a city?
I am in the middle of, I'm in rural Arkansas, but I was in New Orleans last week. Now I'm back home in the Ozarks of Arkansas.
Yeah, she's in a pretty isolated area there, Ann, so the odds of her being directly affected are pretty much non-existent. Well, Mandy, we're making interesting progress with the Liberty Army, and you, of course, are the co-founder of the Liberty Army, making headway with various groups of men and women to get my message out, aren't we, Mandy?
Yes, we are working diligently every day to have people and businesses and organizations have knowledge for situations just like we're finding ourselves in this morning. You know, being prepared, having confidence in knowing that no matter what life throws your way, you have a plan, you're prepared, And that's what we promote. That's what you promote. That's what I promote. I take a personal responsibility for anything that could happen.
Absolutely.
Hoping, always hoping, and praying that nothing will happen, but always preparing for anything that will happen.
Well, and that's a prudent way to live your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Liberty Army. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, you'll see Uncle Sam pointing right at you on my homepage there. When you click on there, you'll see four beautiful full-color pages that will give you the information you need to get John Moore to send you a check. And as I frequently say these days, I'm the only radio talk show host I'm aware of that is offering to mail people a check. Ann, are you aware of any radio talk show hosts that are offering to send a check to their listeners?
No, John. Just you.
Just me. We got a lot of great guys and gals, radio talk show hosts on all the different networks, but I'm it. I'm the only one offering to send a check. And we're talking a good-sized check. How big could a check possibly be, Mandy?
It could be as high as $1,500. And all of your listeners out there know of individuals who, because of events like last night, are looking for guidance, are looking for knowledge on the best way to make sure that you are prepared and equipped and ready for life. And that is how John can assist. So if you know of, a small group, a business, an organization, anywhere that need some guidance on what they can do to equip themselves for a better future, that's how John can help. So just email me at help@thelibertyman.com and let's start helping people.
Absolutely. It's simple, it's easy, it's non-threatening, and quite frankly, the most difficult part, seriously, the most difficult part is contacting Mandy at the beginning. Once you jump that first hurdle, the rest is pretty simple, isn't it, Mandy?
Yep, we make it easy because you enjoy helping people. I enjoy helping people, and right now people are looking for guidance. And so email me at help@thelibertyman.com. That is the first step, and that's the hardest step, and from there you'll see how far-reaching your efforts will be.
Well, the possibility, there's a very strong possibility that by Monday morning, we could be covered up with people seeking advice and guidance and coaching on how to be safe and survive social disorder, couldn't we, Andy?
Well, that's why we're here. So just email me at help@thelibertyman.com, and the time is now. And I think businesses all over the world are seeing that they need to take strategic measures and steps to be ahead for themselves, their families, their organizations, and be confident in the fact that.
Give us your email address before we've got a break, Mandy. Give us your email address real quick before you sign off.
It's help@thelibertyman.com.
Outstanding. Mandy, thank you. We'll be talking privately soon. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be back with Ann Morrison. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Friday the 8th day of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We are truly, indeed, in spiritual warfare here, and you need to understand that and comprehend that and learn to deal with it, quite frankly. There's a number of resources at my website that will help you deal with these things. The two books I recommend will help greatly in just in life in general, not the dealing with these social disorder matters specifically, but just life in general. The two free downloads of books at my website, The Art of War by General Sun Tzu and The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. They'll both help you greatly in anything and everything you do in life. And, of course, the energy cleaner. In normal times, you need strength and energy and vitality. And in difficult times, that could be a matter of life and death. Dealing with arthritis pain and not getting a great night's sleep in normal times is disruptive. But not getting a great night's sleep and pain could be a matter of life and death in a serious social disorder situation. So the energy cleaner will help you either way. And you need to check it out at my website. Only $285 should be included. And yes, I do offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Check it out. Read up on the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials there from people who have gotten their lives back with Energy Cleaner. I do accept PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, we're down to halfway through the second year of offering factory-made fitted mattress pads to go along with the Energy Cleaner. I do have a toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. And, yes, we're visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. We're talking about the events of the day, the tragic situation in Dallas, Texas, where last night five police officers were murdered. Another six wounded, some of which are in very serious condition. I don't know what their prognosis is. Hopefully they will have a full recovery. And, of course, the concern, and it's a valid concern, about the rest of our country, especially major metropolitan areas, over the next 72 hours. That's my concern specifically, is the next 72 hours between now and Monday morning. There are groups of men and women who are just itching for the opportunity to create chaos, murder innocent individuals, destroy our property in order to destroy our country. And we all know who the groups are. The communists, the jihadists, the men and women who want to reclaim the southwest part of the United States on behalf of Mexico, and others. They're all out there, they're trained, they're equipped. Some are lone wolves, some are part of cells. And hopefully this will not be the trigger to activate these groups or these individuals. But Anne, I need to ask you, I don't know what would prevent them from using this as a trigger. Do you know anything that would prevent them from using this as a trigger point, Anne?
Well, no. I thought that when the when the sit-in occurred in the House of Representatives, I called that anarchy, and I thought that was the signal, because even Paul Ryan is saying that he's going to penalize those Democrats that did that. They weren't following the rules of the House. They weren't following any of the laws. They were just interrupting the business of the government, and I called it anarchy. And that's what we've seen with a lot of the marchers. That they just, here in, where was it? Wasn't it here in Missouri? In one state anyway, they got. I think it was Columbia, Missouri, that they got the chancellor to resign. I mean, they just said we want him out, and he was gone. I mean, I call that anarchy. There was no hearing. There was no reason. It was just because they were outside and they were chanting, we want him gone.
Right. Well, I'm personally acquainted. I wouldn't call our relationship a friendship, but I know one of the men on the board for the Missouri University System. And a lot was going on behind the scenes, Ariane. I assure you, a lot was going on behind the scenes. That decision was not necessarily something he came up with all by himself.
Well, in any case, as far as the public went, the public viewpoint was you had the marchers, and they were shouting, and the next thing you know, he was gone.
Right, so, and we also had a University of Missouri faculty member advocating that a student journalist be beat up right there, and she was captured, of course, on video, shouting her request that the student journalist be beat up while he was doing his job as a student journalist at these protests. And, of course, she was fired for her efforts, wasn't she?
Well, and rightfully so.
Rightfully so.
How
bizarre is that? A university faculty member engaged in some kind of peaceful demonstration, which that was her right to do so, advocating and shouting and yelling that the student journalist be beat up by muscle, as she used the word muscle. We need some muscle here, remember? That's what her exact
point was. Yeah, I remember. Oh, I saw it on television live.
Right, right.
Because we have local stations that cover those things.
We do. We do. And
don't you think that people should go out today and fill up their stock their refrigerators?
That would be wise, to have cash out of the bank, fuel tanks topped off for their motor vehicles, extra food on hand, extra water on hand, especially if they live in or near any major metropolitan area anywhere in the country. I'm not going to exclude any area. If you live within a major metropolitan area, that would be a wise thing for all Americans to do. And of course, we have people listening to us right now, Ann, in Germany, Switzerland, England, Ireland, Scotland, Australia, New Zealand. I just had shipments this week to Australia and Canada, both, of my DVDs. And they're observing this from either a few hundred miles away, in the case of Canada, or from halfway around the planet, in the case of New Zealand. Because in a state of instant communications, you know, when you and I were youngsters, and they had to make a movie of the event and fly the physically fly the movie to wherever it needed to be looked at. So in the case of Vietnam, for example, the editor, the journalist would take movies. It typically wasn't even videotape. Usually it was 16mm movie film. It would be processed and shipped back to the United States when it could be viewed on television. A day later, 24 hours later. Now we have instant communications pretty much worldwide, don't we?
And I think that does create anxiety for people. We're not used to that. You know, we came up in the horse and buggy era, and I sometimes think that the reason they build the freeways too small to handle the traffic is because we're comfortable going 35 miles an hour and not comfortable going 70 miles an hour.
Right, right. Well, the transmission of news has gone through dramatic improvements over the decades. I did watch the film titled Lincoln, and they showed the White House Situation Room during the Civil War, where they had about 16 or 20 cubicles, very ornate Victorian-era cubicles with telegraph operators. So they had speed of light communications during the Civil War with telegraph situation there. So communications at speed of light were only for a very few privileged individuals in business and government in the 19th century, the early part of the 20th century, up until telephones became widely available beginning in the early part of the 20th century. And, of course, now we have instant communications for all us barefoot peasants, don't we?
Well, we do as long as the cell towers are up. You know, we've talked about that. The cell towers depend on the grid. And DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has mandated that all the cell phone companies will provide emergency power for their cell towers, because if the cell towers don't work, we don't have instant communication anymore. And there is a fear that the grid would come down, either from a cyber attack or from just mischief, just mayhem. And so the plan that the companies have come up with, the cell companies, is that they have a parking lot someplace, a warehouse filled with generators, you know, on wheels, mobile generators. And in case the grid goes down, then what they'll do is the employees will go out and they'll tow these generators to the bottom of the cell tower, and since they're generators, they generate electricity to run the cell towers. Now, if I were part of the Golden Horde, if I were trying to escape a city because of mayhem, I'm going to take what I need to survive. And one of those things, if I see a generator sitting along the side of a road, is probably I would take that. And I don't see any way that they're going to be able to protect those generators. Do you, John?
Well, you're talking about a generator that some homeowner may have for power?
No, the ones that are going to be placed by the cell towers to power cell phones.
Well, they would have to have a guard there to protect them. If they were on a trailer, the trailer would have to be partly disassembled with the tires removed so they couldn't be easily hauled off. Those are typically going to be pretty good-sized generators. I would say probably 8 to 10 kW, which is still something that a regular pickup truck could tow behind it. Any generator set up that would be easily removed would be certainly vulnerable. But the generators I've seen at these power stations, they're bolted to a concrete foundation. They would not be very easily or quickly removed, but a determined man who had the right tools could do so without damaging it.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about at the cell towers themselves, where the microelectronics are handling all the calls that people make.
Right.
Now,
I am also, and those generators are usually a pretty permanent installation, but given the right equipment and knowledge, you could remove them.
Well, I'm saying that the plan, I've read the plans from the power companies, from the cell phone companies that maintain, those cell towers, is that they will have these portable generators, and one of their employees will go out and put it at the base of that tower and connect up the cell tower, and then he'll go back and he'll get another one, and he'll take it to a different cell tower. Now, the problem they had when DHS issued the order was that people might not want a generator on their roof because a lot of the cell towers are on rooftops. And I'm sure that you've seen those on buildings with their big antenna and radar-like structures. And some buildings are just covered with these dishes. And so they've had trouble because the people who own the building don't want those generators on the tops of their buildings. And I don't know that they've resolved how they're going to do that or not.
Well, they're concerned about safety or reliability or both?
Yes.
Okay.
They just put those generators up on top of their roofs because they weren't spec'd to that.
I'm sure there's ways it could be done safely. My main concern wouldn't be the gensets, it would be the fuel.
And
lightning. Would be my. I'm sure there's ways to engineer an installation like that so it could be done safely. And it might be terribly expensive, but I'm sure there's. What we're talking about here are engineering problems that have engineering solutions.
Well, yeah, but who's going to pay for it? And the cell phone companies have decided that the cheapest thing to do is to store the generators. I don't even know if they test them. They should be testing them monthly. And then haul them out if the grid goes down.
Right, right.
Because right now the cell tower apparatus, those dishes that you see on the top of the towers, and some towers have more than a dozen of these reflectors on them. They're all powered by the grid. They're not powered by a separate electrical source.
Absolutely. Well, you and I aren't going to resolve this issue, but it is interesting to discuss it. But it all brings us back to people taking personal responsibility, doesn't it, Ann?
It does. And I know that we don't have the best type of generator. We have a gasoline generator. And I'm thinking that, and we can secure it, we've already we can secure it inside our garage because we have ventilation. And I think you are right. I think that there would be people who would be attracted to a running generator and try to take it away from you. But, of course,
that's happened many times in other situations. Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Katrina, Hurricane Hugo, generators being stolen from people's homes and businesses. Absolutely. That's happened hundreds of times.
Now, what the people did in my subdivision, the person with the generator on the cul-de-sac, he ran power to his neighbors. So they all had a vested interest in keeping that generator there. And so he had lots of protection.
Good for them. We got a break. We got time for one more call at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday the 8th of July, visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison. Her website is twiland.info. That's twiland.info. And you do put out regular updates. Tell us about the updates and how people can sign up if you would, please.
Yes. If you go to my blog, it's twiland.info. And on the upper right-hand side, there's a donation button. And I do appreciate any donations, all of them. And I would, right below there is a place where you can put in your email address, and you, then when I update my blog, you will get an email that says, that the blog has been updated, and you can go and look what the latest news is. And probably I haven't seen one, so I don't know, because I'm not on there. I guess I should put my email address on there, and it'll probably tell you the subject. John, I have a question for you. Is there a chance that you'll be coming up to Kirkwood to protect your mother-in-law?
Well, it would be Brentwood, and that is a possibility. That's all I can say right now. I'll be, when I get off my show at 10 a.m. this morning, I'll be getting my equipment ready in case that becomes a necessity. And of course, the reason would be to protect family assets. Property damage due to civil disorder is not covered by insurance. And so if you know somebody who has a home or a business that could be affected, they need to be told your business insurance, your property insurance probably will not pay out if there's a loss, either loss in business or a loss of property due to social disorder, civil disorder. You will not get a check from your insurance company.
Okay, and then if you could answer another question. When we had the Oath Keepers
in Ferguson. Right.
How were they contacted in case you wanted your business protected?
Well, you would contact them through their website, the Oath Keepers. My very good friend Sam Andrews was the tactical commander of the Oath Keepers in Ferguson. And despite the issues they had with the police, there was no damage to lives or property at the places the Oath Keepers were keeping the peace. So they had 100% track record of no damage to any property or harm to any human life where the Oath Keepers were. Where the police, of course, had a dismal track record of protecting lives and property in Ferguson.
Actually, I think the police in Dallas and all the big cities where these protests were occurring last night were a little naive, and they should have had people up higher too. They, they may have wanted to have deployed some SWAT team members higher because they were completely unprotected. And I think it's naive to think that violence will not follow these protests.
Well, I know these men and women on these tactical teams and the police. Probably there was some disharmony within the department where the tactical men who had the tactical training and tactical equipment most likely did want to have men positioned in high up in buildings just for that reason, and they were probably turned down to be politically correct. That would be my expectation, Ann.
Well, I think the mayor should be fired then.
Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Ann. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We're back to Dr. Phil Myers. He can only stay with us half an hour this next hour, but we'll be back to Dr. Myers. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-3333.
2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.